Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. Spiritual Awakening Radio explores the world of spirituality, comparative religion, world scriptures, and other books, East and West, God, meditation, near-death experiences, the vegan diet, and Ahimsa ethics, education for a more peaceful planet. There is only one time when it is essential to awaken. That time is now. This week's program is part two in my vegetarian series, exploring vegetarianism and veganism in the world religions. During this series on Spiritual Awakening Radio, we will explore together vegan and vegetarian passages from the world religions, scriptures, spiritual classics, and other texts to a greater or lesser degree from Jainism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava, Sikhism, Santmat, Radhaswami, Taoism, Confucianism, Dakin, Pythagorean philosophy, Zoroastrianism, Judaism, the Essenes, Therapeutae, Kabbalah, Ebionites, the original Jesus movement, Hermetic philosophy, Neo-paganism, Christianity, Gnostic scriptures, the Druze, Manichaeanism, Rastafari, Islam, Sufism, the Baha'i Faith, as well as contemporary vegan or vegetarian spiritual movements. On last week's program, I shared with you my program on Christianity and vegetarianism, showing how that Jesus and the early disciples, the original Hebrew, Aramaic-speaking Christians, not Roman, the Roman St. Paul phase, but the original group based in Jerusalem, the family of Jesus, Jesus' brothers, the Jerusalem group, the Aramaic, Hebrew, original inner circle of disciples, they were vegetarian. I want to begin by sharing my own passage, my own quote I've coined about vegetarianism. Vegetarianism is going vegan. If Mahavira, Kabir, Guru Nanak, Tulsi Sahib, Darya Sahib, the Sants of India, were with us today, they would not only be advocating a vegetarian diet, but based on the cruelty of the modern-day dairy industry and factory farming violating Ahimsa ethical values, these great saints would be advocating a cruelty-free vegan diet. It's not like it used to be once upon a time in India with a family cow. Nowadays, it's cows sealed away, locked, imprisoned, being pumped full of drugs, chemicals, hormones. And then after they can't meet their milk quota anymore, after all of the extracting is done, they are sent to the slaughterhouse. So it's not the innocent family cow situation that it once was in India centuries ago. May all of your vegetarian fests, your summer food festivals, and fall food festivals become transformed into vegan food festivals. Better to be stuck in the 1970s, I suppose, than the 1950s, but why not update to the 21st century and promote innovative, creative vegan companies and products and vegan deep dish pizza and the creative vegan solutions companies, products. May all your vegetarian festivals, your summer fests and fall fests be transformed into vegan fests. Some passages about vegetarianism. I want to actually start not by citing spiritual leaders, but fairly famous names like, for instance, Albert Einstein, who once said, "Nothing will benefit human health and increase chances for survival of life on planet Earth as much as the evolution to a vegetarian diet." Plato once said, "The gods created certain kinds of beings to replenish our bodies. They are the trees and the plants and the seeds." Thomas Edison, "Nonviolence leads to the highest ethics, which is the goal of all evolution. Until we stop harming all other living beings, we are still savages," says Thomas Edison. Leo Tolstoy, "A man can live and be healthy without killing animals for food. Therefore, if he eats meat, he participates in taking animal life merely for the sake of his appetite, and to act so is immoral." T. Colin Campbell, M.D., born in 1934, author of The China Study, cited in those films like Veducated and Forks Over Knives. What we have come to consider as normal illnesses, normal quote-unquote illnesses of aging, are really not normal. In fact, these findings indicate that the vast majority, perhaps 80 or 90% of all cancers, cardiovascular diseases, and other forms of degenerative illness can be prevented, at least until very old age, simply by adopting a plant-based diet. T. Colin Campbell. The Dalai Lama, born in 1935, "I do not see any reason why animals should be slaughtered to serve as human diet when there are so many substitutes. After all, man can live without meat. It is only some carnivorous animals that have to subsist on flesh. Killing animals for sport, for pleasure, for adventures, and for hides and furs is a phenomenon which is at once disgusting and distressing. There is no justification in indulging in such acts of brutality. Life is as dear to a mute creature as it is to a man, just as one wants happiness and fears pain, just as one wants to live and not die. So do other creatures," Dalai Lama, leader of Tibetan Buddhism. Speaking of which, Lord Buddha once said, "To become vegetarian is to step into the stream which leads to nirvana." The Buddha also said, "The eating of meat extinguishes the seed of great compassion." And this is another translation of that same verse of the Nirvana Sutra. "One who eats meat kills the seed of great compassion." Thich Nhat Hanh, "Aware of the suffering caused by the destruction of life, I am committed to cultivating compassion and learning ways to protect the lives of people, animals, plants, and minerals. I am determined not to kill, not to let others kill, and not to support any act of killing in the world, in my thinking, and in my way of life." Thich Nhat Hanh from the first mindfulness training. Pythagoras once said, "Our earth has abundance of such pure and harmless foods that there is no need for us to partake of meals for which blood has to be shed and innocent life sacrificed." Pythagoras also said, "For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seed of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love," unquote. The mystical movement known as the Pythagoreans, obviously followers of the teachings of Pythagoras in the ancient world, in antiquity, were vegetarians. And for much of the last 2,000 years, I was having a conversation with Dr. Will Tuttle about this a while back, For most of the last 2,000 years in the Western world, those who followed a vegetarian diet were generally referred to as Pythagoreans. Such was the influence of Pythagoras on people of the ancient world, including Christianity. Vegetarians were called Pythagoreans. Sant Mahavira, Lord Mahavira, considered the 24th Tirthankara of an ancient world religion called Jainism, once said, "One should not injure, subjugate, enslave, torture, or kill any living beings, including animals, living organism, and sentient beings. This doctrine of nonviolence, or ahimsa dharma, is immaculate, immutable, and eternal." That's from an ancient sutra of Jainism. I have a lot of respect for Jainism. In fact, I myself became vegan. Well, there are several influences. There was Supreme Master Qinghai. There was a number of sources for that. But my interview a few years back with some vegan Jain radio guests, and all of the literature that they sent me was so impressive. It was almost literature from the future. You know, all of these school K through 12 textbooks based on Jain education. And it was just so eco-friendly and had such vision to it. It was almost like textbooks from the future. And in a sense, they were, because others have since began to begun to adopt some of those same teachings and teaching tools, and come to adopt a vegan ethical standard. So the vegan Jains were way out ahead of most everyone in the world of religion and spiritual paths, and years ago went vegan for ethical reasons, and have some incredible literature, such as the Book of Compassion, My Visit to a Jain Dairy Farm, a lot of intriguing publications that the Jain Library has. They were really some of the first in the world of religion to go vegan and to become very good at advocating for a vegan diet and the ethics of why that's so important. In the Christian tradition, I was most intrigued by articles by Keith Akers. And Keith Akers found some passages attributed to Jesus which have a vegetarian Jesus. And he was citing this old Syriac Aramaic manuscript of the New Testament called the Evangelion de Marfash, or something to that effect, this ancient Syriac Aramaic manuscript. And I, for a number of years, have explored sayings of Jesus and Syriac fathers, alternate scriptures, other scriptures, Gospel of Thomas. I'm very fond of Syriac mystics of Mesopotamia. And so here he was on his website saying that there are sayings of Jesus that are vegetarian that come from an old Syriac Aramaic manuscript. And so that's one of my areas of expertise. And I was very impressed with that. And it's very mysterious to see a vegetarian version of a saying of Jesus present in an ancient Syriac Aramaic manuscript of the New Testament, and to see how it was edited out in Greek manuscripts popular in the Roman Empire, where eating meat was all the rage, you know, kind of a tradition or theology of eating meat, if you will. Whereas further to the east, vegetarianism has always been fairly common, actually, including in Christianity. A vegetarian saying of Jesus from the Aramaic New Testament, from a Syriac Aramaic manuscript, a version of Luke chapter 21:34. So this is not a verse from an apocryphal scripture or an alternate scripture not included in the New Testament canon. This is actually from the Gospel of Luke that everyone is quite familiar with, but it has a vegetarian Jesus, a saying of Jesus that is veg, present in the oldest language of Christianity, the language of the early Christians, in fact, Aramaic. A vegetarian saying of Jesus from the Syriac Aramaic New Testament. Be on guard so that your hearts do not become heavy with the eating of flesh and with the intoxication of wine and with the anxiety of the world, and that day come upon you suddenly. For as a snare it will come upon all who dwell upon the surface of the earth. Be on guard so that your hearts do not become heavy with the eating of flesh and with the intoxication of wine and with the anxiety of the world, and that day come upon you suddenly. For as a snare it will come upon all those who dwell upon the surface of the earth. Luke 21, verse 34, Syriac Aramaic New Testament. Jesus had a brother. He's referred to by scholars and historians as James the Just or James the Righteous. According to a very wide variety of sources, James the Just became Jesus' spiritual successor, the next leader of this Jesus movement long ago in Palestine, referred to as the Hebrew Christians or the Ebionites, which are somewhat related to the Essenes. It's like, what do you get when you combine Essene Judaism with the Jesus movement? You get something called the Ebionites, sort of a cousin or a successor or branch of Essene Judaism. James the Just was a leader and head apostle of this group for a far longer period of time than Jesus, in fact. A well-known Dead Sea Scrolls scholar by the name of Robert Eisenman wrote a 1,000-page book dedicated to James the Just. It's called James the Just, The Key to Unlocking the Secrets of Early Christianity and the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the first words on the back cover of this book are, James was a vegetarian. Keith Akers makes some great observations in his article, Was Jesus Vegetarian? The church historian Eusebius says that James, the brother of Jesus, was a vegetarian, and in fact was evidently raised as a vegetarian. It says, Eusebius says in his ecclesiastical history. And then Keith Akers asks a very interesting question, a very logical question. Why would Jesus' parents have raised James as a vegetarian unless they themselves were vegetarian and raised Jesus as a vegetarian as well? That's a logical question, isn't it? I mean, if you have, you know, a son raised vegetarian, doesn't that indicate the values of the parents? And why would they say, we want one son to be vegetarian, but we want the other son to eat meat? Does that make any sense on any planet in the galaxy? It makes more sense that they were all vegetarians, right? And that's how come James the Just was a vegetarian, raised a vegetarian. The first followers of Jesus, also known as Ebionites or Nazareans, were not only kosher, but also strictly adhered to a vegetarian diet. The largest surviving collection of Ebionite scriptures is called the Clementine Homilies and the Recognitions of Clement, which are vegetarian gospels that condemn animal sacrifice in any form. For example, in the Book of Homilies, it states that God does not want animals killed at all and condemns those who eat meat. And it lists all of these apostles as being vegetarian. Peter said, I live on olives and bread, which I rarely only add vegetables. That's from the Clementine Homilies. And the Apostle Matthew, it says, partook of seeds and nuts, hard-shelled fruits and vegetables without flesh. John never ate meat. Now, in that particular case, okay, which John is it? The alleged author of the Gospel of John? John the Baptist? Which John? There's like 8 or 9 Johns, right? In any case, it says John never ate meat. James, the brother of Jesus, lived on seeds and plants and touched neither meat nor wine. And so you have all of these passages in different documents saying the same thing. that these folks were all vegetarians. And actually, there's nothing about cheese and dairy here, so far we're vegan, right? So far there's no, there's nothing dairy going on here with these folks either. I've never read anything about dairy. So far, so vegan. So far, vegan. We only have vegan references. So it's most intriguing that you have all of these vegetarian passages saying Jesus, you know, and there's sayings of Jesus in the New Testament. There's sayings in other Gospels, Gospel of the Hebrews, other vegetarian Gospels, the Clementine homilies. So you have Jesus advocating a vegetarian diet. You have various apostles that say they're vegetarian and were advocating a vegetarian diet, and other voices in early Christianity that were vegetarian. The Gnostic Gospels were advocating a vegetarian diet. There's a beautiful prayer of thanksgiving that I always post most every Thanksgiving that is a vegetarian prayer. So it's fascinating that those passages exist and are still with us after 2,000 years of Romans eating meat and trying to turn Christianity into a pro-meat religion. These passages have survived the centuries. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. It's great being here live streaming via HealthyLife.net every week at this time. You can also hear podcasts of this program on demand anytime 24/7 for free by going to healthylife.net and clicking on the archive tab, scrolling down to Spiritual Awakening Radio, where you'll find not only today's program very soon, but also many previous editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio. And once this series is completed, all of these vegetarian programs about vegetarianism and the vegan diet and world religions. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Always great hearing from listeners of the program. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Jainism is a very impressive religion, and the vegan Jains were way out ahead of most everyone else. And the reason for that is Jainism focuses on ethics. That's their specialty. So while others were still in denial about the dairy industry and imagining cows living this idyllic happy life in some sort of Walt Disney alternate universe, Jains knew better and wrestled with the ethical questions surrounding the torture and eventual death of dairy cows. So they were way out ahead. While others were still in denial, the vegan Jains were waking up and starting to ponder about the ethics of dairy, and they became vegan. No dairy, no meat, no animal products of any kind are consumed by vegan Jains. So how can a religion start off becoming vegetarian? Why do religions change over the centuries? Why do you have Christianity starting off very pacifist, saying, love your enemies as yourself, and then a few centuries later it's, well, kill all the heretics and let God sort things out on the other side. If we accidentally kill a few innocent people, well, God will forgive them in heaven after they're dead. How do we go from love everyone, love your enemies, to just kill them all now? Kill, kill, kill. How can a religion begin as vegetarian in an Aramaic Jewish context and then morph into a pro-meat religion when everyone speaks Greek and lives further to the west in the Roman Empire? Religions, as they become popular, go from being countercultural to coming to an accommodation with the greater culture around them. If a religion becomes the state religion of the empire, if a certain king in China adopts a certain religion, and that religion goes mainstream, it comes to an accommodation, and sometimes there are subtle or not so subtle changes that take place. Persian Sufis, following a vegetarian diet, might have great-grandchildren who are following a halal or traditional Muslim diet that's essentially like kosher. It goes from one thing to another as a tiny group becomes a major world movement. Sometimes there are changes, especially when it comes to diet. The vegetarian diet and the Sikh religion of India. A Muslim scholar in Persia described Guru Nanak, the founder of the Sikh religion of India, as being vegetarian. Nanak abstained from animal food and enjoined against cruelty to animals. Quote, having prohibited his disciples to drink wine and eat pork, Guru Nanak himself abstained from eating flesh and ordered not to hurt any living being, unquote. In his morning prayer, known as the Japji, one of the most holy books of the Sikh scriptures of India, known as the Adi Granth or Sri Guru Granth Sahib, Guru Nanak says, countless are the cutthroats who trade in violence. Countless the sinners who keep on sinning. Countless are liars wandering lost in their lies. Countless are the impious who live on unwholesome food. You kill living beings and call it a righteous action. Tell me, brother, what would you call an unrighteous action? You call yourself the excellent sage, then whom would you call a butcher? Sri Guru Granth Sahib. Guru Kabir, quoted in the Sikh scriptures of India, says, "The dinner of beans and rice is excellent when flavored with salt. Who would cut throats to have meat with their bread?" Sri Guru Granth Sahib, page 1374. The 10th Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, is quoted in another book called the Sudaram Marag Granth as saying, "One who does not steal, commit adultery, slander anyone, gamble, eat meat, or drink wine, will be liberated in this very life," unquote. Liberation of the soul, or jiva mukti. Vegetarian diet and the Sikh scriptures. Bhai Guru Das Ji once said, "They eat meat by cutting throats. What will their condition be?" To take what rightfully belongs to another is like a Muslim eating pork or a Hindu eating beef. Our guru, our spiritual guide, stands by us if we do not eat those carcasses. By mere talk, people do not earn liberation. Salvation only comes from the practice of truth. By adding spices to forbidden foods, they are not made acceptable. O Nanak, from false talk, only falsehood is obtained. A passage from Guru Nanak, from the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, also known as the Adi Granth or Guru Granth, the holy book of the Sikhs. One of my favorite world scriptures, actually. One of my favorite world scriptures, a huge collection of psalms or hymns from several Sikh gurus. Kabir, several Sufi poets are also quoted in the Adi Granth. It's a very beautiful book and a holy book which advocates a vegetarian diet, as did the founder of the Sikh religion, Sri Guru Nanak Dev. Stay tuned for more Spiritual Awakening Radio after these messages.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, Work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. This week is part two of my ongoing series exploring vegetarianism and the vegan diet in the great world religions and spiritual traditions. Darshan Singh once wrote in his collection of poetry called Jada Inur, or Path of Light, "All living creatures seek to live in peace. With humaneness pass your days on this earth. Even the heart that beats in the breast of a beast has sympathy and love. So cast a look of loving compassion on all animals and bring a new dawn to humanity's night." This is from a Buddhist scripture, one of my favorite Buddhist texts, actually, known as the Sringama Sutra. "People who eat meat are destroying the great merciful seed of their own Buddha nature. And any sentient beings seeing them would leave them. Therefore, all bodhisattvas must refrain from eating the flesh of any sentient beings, as this will incur boundless sin." Sringama Sutra. The Sringama Sutra of Buddhism is one of my favorite texts, not only because it advocates a compassionate vegetarian diet, but also the meditation practice mentioned in the Sringama Sutra is the path of Kuan Yin, which is about being compassionate toward other living beings on the outside and focusing on the divine sound or transcendental hearing on the inside or within during meditation practice. It's a fascinating text, Sringama Sutra. These are passages from a book by Supreme Master Ching Hai called From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. "Even if the world reduces greenhouse gas emissions, the planet will take time to recover from the gases already in the atmosphere. This is why it is necessary to focus on short-lived gases, namely methane. Organic vegan will produce a beneficial cooling effect as it will cut down methane and other greenhouse gases which are fatal to our survival. The killing of other beings must be stopped for humanity to evolve as a civilization. A true vegetarian diet is vegan. Most of the milk production causes suffering. First of all, because the babies of the mother cow are taken away at birth, deprived from mother's milk and mother's love. They'll be killed as soon as they're taken away. Then the mother is forcefully hooked up to a machine that can cause tormenting pain along with illness, just so that humans can take her milk." More passages from the book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. "In a vegan world, there would be no more sad news about someone's child dying of brain damage or paralysis due to E. coli. the deadly bacteria, which originally almost always comes from farmed animals. There'd be no more heartache due to deadly swine flu, pandemic, or mad cow disease, cancer, diabetes, strokes, and heart attacks. Salmonella. Humans die, too, each year because of meat and fish and anything related to animal consumption. Nearly 33 million people succumb to meat-related diseases annually through heart disease, cancer, and other conditions that claim the lives of more than 90,000 persons each day. It is high time that the human race should rise to a higher level of consciousness. They should be noble, kind, and compassionate. Go veg, be green, do good. Not just for the planet, it's for the whole human race, ennobling spiritual merit and quality. They should do it just for the sake of being noble. We have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. That's very simple. We are that. We are compassion. We are merciful. We are caring. If we truly wish to see real harmony born between humans and animals and nature and heaven, we must be the harmony. We must live in harmony and act also in harmony, which includes the act of eating harmoniously each time we come to the table. Making a vegan choice is thus a true advancement in the evolution and goodness of our humanity. And then we also know that like attracts like. Goodness attracts more goodness as we share this compassionate truth with others. Not only will our own humanity be further uplifted, so will the world's. Change the world by changing ourselves. More passages from the book From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer by Supreme Master Qinghai. It begins with us. Since time immemorial, evolution always begins with the individual. If we want to change the world, we change ourselves first. Now, even if the government forbids smoking or drinking or drugs, but if people individually continue, then we have not made much difference. So now we have to change. The more people who eliminate meat and indeed all animal products from their lives, the more we have a chance to save the planet, and not only that, to actually restore our earthly home to her original grace and beauty, and even more so, more than what we have known, more beautiful, more abundant, more peace, more gladness than what we have known up to now. And there will be more incredible inventions to come if our earth restores itself, leading a life of compassionate, merciful, and peaceful existence with all beings on this planet. From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. Stay tuned for more Spiritual Awakening Radio after these messages.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hear podcasts on demand anytime of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Go to HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down to Spiritual Awakening Radio, where you'll hear many editions of this program available for free anytime, day or night. Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time, streaming live via HealthyLife.net. My name is James Bean. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. Make use of the donate button if you feel so inclined to help support this effort to produce this kind of program exploring the world scriptures and spiritual traditions. Once again, the web address is spiritualawakeningradio.com. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. There was a fascinating group in China during the 7th and 8th centuries, called the Dakin, or Luminous Religion of the Light, sometimes referred to as the Church of the Light in China. Some of their writings were discovered. They're known as the Jesus Sutras of China, revealing a very charming Christianity that became somewhat fused with Buddhist and Taoist teachings. Quite amazing, actually. The people that composed the Jesus Sutras of China also were vegetarians. They understood the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," to also include not killing animals. From the text on the stone of the Church of the East, we know that the Taoist Christians were vegetarian and nonviolent. That's a quote from Martin Palmer. The editor, translator, an author of a book about these Jesus Sutras called the Jesus Sutras, Rediscovering the Lost Scrolls of Taoist Christianity. A couple of my most popular blogs online pertain to the vegetarianism of Jesus and the original apostles. I suppose people trying to become vegetarians or be vegetarians in the Western world have always found it very oppressive. The Roman portrayals of Jesus as eating fish, Passover lamb, what's the sense to become vegetarian? If Jesus was the Messiah and ate meat, why should we bother to go veg, right? A kind of an oppressive, dampening field to prevent people from going veg. Built right into the theology of Western religion as it was constructed, as was intended, as a rhetorical device. But people find it very liberating to discover that Jesus, the family of Christ, the first apostles, those Aramaic-speaking Hebrew Christians, sometimes called the Ebionites or Nazareans, were vegetarians, that original Aramaic-speaking group of Palestine followed a vegetarian diet. People find that very liberating if they discover Jesus was a vegetarian and that original Christian movement was vegetarian. Then it makes it a little easier in their minds to also become vegetarian. A couple of my most popular blogs are on this subject. One is titled, evidence that Jesus and the original Aramaic Christians were vegetarians, as well as uncovering a vegetarian Jesus at the beginning of Christianity. Before Paul, before Roman Empire, before European Christianity, is a very Jewish Christianity from Palestine, with Jesus and James the Just and St. Thomas the Apostle, with Aramaic roots. If you'd like to receive links to these articles, just send me an email, and I will send these articles to you, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Gnostic groups are generally described as being vegetarian in antiquity. The Prayer of Thanksgiving, one of the Gnostic Gospels, one of the Nag Hammadi books found at Nag Hammadi in Upper Egypt near the Nile, mentions this vegetarian love feast or meal or communion that took place at this gathering. The Manichaean Gnostics were also known for being vegetarians. So the prophet Mani's parents were followers of the Elkosites, which was a slightly later Jewish Christian sect related to the Ebionites. They were vegetarians. Mani was a vegetarian, and his followers or initiates made up the Manichaean religion were also vegetarians. Vegetarianism is not something just culturally confined to India or the East, in other words. Of course, earlier I quoted Pythagoras, who was a vegetarian. During the first century AD, the Essenes were one of the three major branches of Judaism, the Jewish faith. The Essenes were opposed to animal sacrifices being made in the Jewish temple of Jerusalem, and they were known to be vegetarians. No one really disputes this. The Essenes were the group that Jesus and the first Christians, known as Ebionites or Nazareans, were closest to, sharing with them many of the same values and sacred texts. Unlike the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the Essenes are never criticized in the New Testament. Most believe that the original Jesus movement was largely populated by Essenes who started following Christ, that Essenism and the Ebionites, or the Messianic group that started following Jesus, were very closely related, which is why they both were vegetarian, they both liked the books of Enoch, and shared a lot of the same values. And so there are a lot of parallels between the Dead Sea Scrolls and the New Testament and similar writings, Gospel of Thomas, sayings, Gospels, like sayings, Gospel Q, some of these ancient writings. They have a lot in common. The Essenes and the first Christians are cousins of one another, and Essenes largely populated this original group. My view is that Jesus was vegetarian, and his spiritual successor, James the Just, which also everyone knows was his brother, he was vegetarian, and there are descriptions of the first apostles, Matthew, Peter, and others also being vegetarian. There is a document called the Gospel of the Hebrews that describes Jesus as saying vegetarian things also. So it's quite amazing that you have all of this vegetarianism. I bet many people would be surprised to discover this is so after reading all about those loaves and fishes and Passover lambs for all of these thousands of years. Join me again next week at this same time on Spiritual Awakening Radio as we continue to explore vegetarianism in the great world religions. Thanks for listening.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.